The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as Eamon was saying in the bulletin there, it looks like we might have a new national record for the hottest day in May ever. But what rights do you have when working in this heat? Well, joining me now to discuss is Damien McCarthy, the managing director at HR company HR Buddy. Damien, you're very welcome to the show. I have to ask you first and foremost, is there a little increase in absenteeism the odd on a very hot day in May in Ireland?
Yeah, well, I think, unfortunately, we don't have these problems too much in Ireland. They're not enough. But most certainly, when we see temperatures and weather like this, there is always a peak in absenteeism. And I suppose employers become a little bit worried. Normally, absenteeism in Irish workplaces runs between about 7.5% and 12.5%. And historically, it's always been seen that in heat waves and so on, that absenteeism spikes, especially for people who are working outdoors or have outdoor activities and tasks as part of their work.
And as part of that, do you think the perception that if it just gets too hot, workers can simply go home?
Yeah, well, I suppose, again, I suppose in Ireland, we don't have enough experience in this. And like we're seeing records today for me, as you mentioned there. I think with extreme weather, and, you know, normally you will hear me singing about having extreme weather policies in workplaces when there's a storm or snow and ice. So, you know, it is a change, and I'm happy to do it in 30 degree heat. But it's the same thing, really. It's about, I suppose, your safety, Health and Welfare Act in the workplace, okay? It's about doing risk assessments in workplaces, and that's what employers should be doing. And then actioning your duty of care to your employees. So, I mean, if you're to look at some of the countries on the continent, in Spain and Italy and France during the summertime, the country's still running, people are still at work in 30 and 35 and even 40 degree heat. So, you know, the hysteria or the overreaction, forgive me if I don't buy it, but what employers should be doing is actioning flexibility and providing the right PPE equipment, providing extra breaks for workers that are working outdoors in particular. By law, employers should actually provide the sun protection cream, SPF 30 plus, to their workers and wraparound sunglasses if you have workers working outdoors. So they're the kind of protections that are in law for workers working in excessive heat.
So just to be clear, there is no specific maximum legal working temperature in Ireland, but there is a duty of care to protect your staff from heat stress, particularly, as you say, those who are working in specific work environments, who are outdoors where perhaps it's a bit more challenging. But what about those who are working indoors in offices with like poor ventilation, no air conditioning, no windows?
Yeah, so I suppose, look, there's no maximum or minimum working temperature for workers outdoors. When it comes to workers indoors, there's no maximum temperature. There is a minimum of 16 degrees. So if you're working in an office doing moderate work, it's 16 degrees. When it comes to heat, obviously, as you mentioned there, it's about ventilation, air conditioning, controlling the temperature, carrying out a risk assessment on that, and looking after your duty of care in the workplace to the worker who's working indoors. Now, the vast majority of workplaces, offices, and indoor work nowadays is carried out in, you know, modern workplaces where blinds can, you know, darken offices and so on, and they should be provided in this type of weather, and the air conditioning systems can keep the temperature safe inside in workplaces. There will be a minority of workplaces, but they still do exist, where, you know, old buildings, poor ventilation and so on.
And can workers actually take leave or refuse to work if they genuinely feel unsafe in those conditions?
Well, look, it's the Health and Safety Authority is the policing body here. I suppose, again, I would encourage workplaces to have a policy in place so that it's very clear how things operate in both the, you know, the bad weather and the good weather, and in the good weather, in the heat and so on. Look, if you're a worker who feels you're working in an unsafe environment, the obvious thing is you go to your line manager, you go to your employer, but the policing body is the Health and Safety Authority. And I suppose what employers need to show is that they've carried out risk assessments because of the excessive heat we're having in workplaces. If you carried out the risk assessment and an employer has shown the duty of care, they're on the right side of the law.
All right, and try and have a bit of a common sense approach, I would imagine, if you're the employer and the employee, to go a long way in this conversation. Damien McCarthy, Managing Director at HR Buddy. Thanks for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.